Update. Kurt Miller was arrested in Edmonton, Alta, on November 3. He will appear in Saskatoon Provincial Court on November 23. North Battleford, Saskatchewan RCMP are again asking for the public's help to locate 42-year-old Kurt Miller, who failed to show up in court for his sentencing hearing in February. Miller was to be sentenced January 25, but it was delayed until February 22 so Miller could get his affairs in order because he was expected to receive significant jail time. Miller was arrested in May 2020 during a traffic stop in Rehina. The next day, the Saskatchewan RCMP Federal Serious and Organized Crime Unit raided Miller's rural house in the RM of Glenside, 27 kilometers north of Bigger, and arrested Mitch Hutchinson, 49. As a result of the traffic stop by Rehina police, Miller was charged with drug trafficking offenses. He was also charged with possession of proceeds of crime under $5,000, possession of a weapon dangerous to the public, and breach of probation. After a search of the rural property, Miller was charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking, possession of the proceeds of crime over $5,000, and 16 firearms-related charges. In May 2021, Hutchinson was sentenced to 7 years in prison. He was charged with 18 offenses and pleaded guilty to possession of a loaded, prohibited firearm and possession of a firearm loaded with ammunition. He also pleaded guilty to 4 counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking fentanyl, GHB, LSD, and meth. When police had surrounded the rural property during the drug bust, an officer was shot. Hutchinson admitted to shooting an officer but said it was dark, he couldn't see, and thought it was a coyote. The officer was treated immediately for minor injuries. Hutchinson surrendered shortly after. Hutchinson sold drugs, and it was his job to protect the rural house owned by Miller, the court heard. At the property, police seized methamphetamine, fentanyl, GHB, Xanax pills, and LSD. They also seized numerous weapons, including a semi-automatic rifle, a shotgun, a sawed-off double-barrel shotgun, a spent anti-tank weapons, a revolver, and body armor. They also found $16,080 in Canadian currency, money counters, packaging for drugs, 8 cell phones, computers, and tablets. Crown and defense had reached a joint submission in December 2021, and a significant period of incarceration was expected, Miller's lawyer told the court. On January 25, defense told the court that Crown had consented to Miller being released in December on significant bail so he could get his affairs in order before being sent to prison. Investigators are renewing their request for the public to report any information on Miller's whereabouts. LJOY@glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops, and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY